We sure
this
I haven't
is
heard anything.
Bomb?
I'm here. I'm here.
What's up? I haven't talked to you.
What's up? I know. What's up, Court? Nah, I remember seeing you at Zephyr Games when you were
Bat
Boy.
Bat Boy? That was in high school.
Was that in high school?
Yeah, I was still a Jesuit, dude.
Okay.
So, you know, it's funny. I'm hoping Scott remembers this. Like, I just happened to run into him down the street during the Saints Super Bowl parade.
I was telling Jeff that story the other day.
I was walking down... And all of a sudden, I was like, holy shit. I was like, dude, this is fucking awesome, right? Like, yeah, this is awesome, man. We didn't really stop and chit-chat. We just kind of, like, said hi, shook hands. Like, this is fucking great, right? And we just kept going.
You're like, hey, there you are.
Well, hi, do I know you?
No, but that's where you are. You're there. Hey!
All right, what's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating right now is a zero, but I did pour a Beta pecan ale, and it's not that good. I'm only drinking it to get rid of it.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that
one. Yeah. Anyway, we're fresh off the bye, and the Saints made sure to do everything they could to silence the doubters about whether this defense is legit and whether the offense was capable of producing points without Adrian Peterson on the sidelines. This might have been one of the strangest games in Saints history, definitely in the Sean Payton era. And then you got those who were there, Jason, who rode the emotional roller coaster with every feeling on the spectrum on Sunday afternoon, I guess except depression, which is a nice turn of events of the last, 4 years of attending Saints games.
Luckily, we didn't get to that point.
Yeah. That's going to lead us to a fun show this week. With not one, but two special guests, which you'll find out after you put your seatbelts on, keep your hands inside your earbuds at all time, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with a one. I'm probably on the higher side, like trending towards the two.
Yeah, you are.
I had a couple of glasses of wine, just finished up some dinner, had some nice chicken and roasted Brussels sprouts, but I've also made a cocktail for myself. You know, I can't drink wine the whole show, so I had to make a cocktail. Right. And look, to celebrate, we're over 500 for the first time since 2013.
So, good.
So, I had to do what I always do on the podcast, which is get a little number.
There you go. All right, and Damon can't join us because he's on the road again.
On the road again.
That'll actually, we freed up a slot there for a returner of one of the founding members of the Dome Patrol podcast from the first season.
.com.
Courtney, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Consistent is, I guess, is my strong suit. I'm going to come in.
All right, and then our next guest is a new first-timer on the Dome Patrol podcast. You've heard us reference him on some pick'ems there, who's challenged Jason this season because they are longtime friends, who also happens to be one of Courtney's longtime friends from way back in the day. Welcome, Scott.
Hello, fellas. How y'all do?
All right. And the irony is... All right.
Yeah, I'm at a zero. It's been a long night and haven't had a chance to crack anything open yet, but I'm strongly considering it after the evening I've had.
You're still good if you got something in the fridge. Yes.
I do. I'm going to have to get one of these kids to come get me a beer or something.
That's what a Louisianian does. Kid, give me a beer.
I could call my ma while I'm up here. Hey, ma! Get off the dang roof!
All right, well, I'll tell you what. This game was so amazingly awesome and crazy that I think we have a lot to talk about in the game recap. So here's how we're going to roll through it. Saints win 52-38. As Scott and I were talking about last night, actually, the third quarter was ticking down to the end, and I don't know why. Maybe it was because it was probably like 3:30 in the afternoon at the time, and I had seen also that the Falcons were about to blow the lead with 7 minutes left in their game. I'm figuring, like, this is the end of our game. I didn't even realize it was just the third quarter ending, and I'm like, hey, we got this. I don't know why everybody's so nervous about some comeback. Oh, wait, we still have 15 minutes to play. Shit. So, I mean, let's just get past that part. How nervous was anybody that they actually would come back?
I was not terribly nervous. Like, I guess it never got to within four. Did it get to a seven?
Yeah,
it got to seven.
It got to seven after the Breeze pick six to Robinson.
And did they? Yes. But they didn't get the ball back down seven.
Well,
we scored.
They got it, and
that's when Cam Jordan got that interception.
Yeah, right. So they did have it.
That great play at the goal line to put them right there, to put the line inside the one. Wasn't that the punt where somebody like dove in?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of good punt. Like, Morstead deserved an assist for a couple of those defensive touchdowns.
Well, I think the guy that made – because didn't the guy go diving into the end zone and throw it back?
That was Stupar, wasn't it?
I think the very –
Stupar
maybe
caught it, but –
No, this the one where Cam Jordan interception was the muffed punt.
That's right.
Oh yeah, you're right. It was.
Oh yeah, and he ran it out to the one. Okay,
yeah.
You're right.
No, it was the first one where the guy ran in, and then we.
Okay.
That was Stupar, right?
I think that was.
But I guess the whole point in saying it happened, like, when we were down seven. We were only down seven in how many real time minutes? Like, it wasn't that long at all. Like, I guess I never had a chance to get nervous because boom, before you knew it, we were back up to 14, and I was fine with that.
I mean, when they got that touchdown and it was down, we were down seven because of it. That was kind of like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, that's how they're gonna actually pull this shit off? Like, the brakes are gonna fall like that for us? But then apparently the Saints defense was like, I'll see your defensive interception touchdown by a lineman on the goal line, and I'll match it. Has that ever happened in a football game that you know of?
What?
You get a defensive lineman intercepts the ball on the goal line for a touchdown, and then
yes,
a drive and a half.
No.
Can I finish? Yeah. Can I finish? Can I finish? Hello? Can I finish? Can I finish? Please, can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
And then a drive and a half later,
okay.
The exact same thing happens for the other team.
I've been at a 0.5 too many times in my life to have any fucking clue about that. So my answer is no, I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Dude, that's the thing. It was the weirdest game I think I've been to and seen.
There was a tweet with some other games of Sean Payton's career, and I read it just not that long ago. The Dallas game, Jason, that we went to in 06.
In 06, yeah.
Was listed as a crazy game. The Giants game with all the touchdown passes.
Right.
Was listed as a crazy game.
The Minnesota game with
the
Randy
Minnesota
Eagles
game, right. The Minnesota game with the three-punt return. Or two, but should have been three. Return.
It was two.
The Super Bowl
and the Saints being in it.
And then there was one other regular season game that was
the Washington game, the Meech Around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the Meech. Yeah, the Meech Around.
Which it almost felt like was going to happen to us after Vaccaro's interception got popped out. That's what that reminded me of.
I mean,
it was just it was wild, and like we went, did breakfast, got there, and it was supposed to rain, so we're like, well, fuck, let's just go in the stadium. Dude, we were sitting in the seat for an hour. I'm never going to do that again. Just like fuck, like,
hey,
an hour sitting in my seat, and then the game itself took almost 4 hours.
Did you buy any $15 beers?
No, I didn't drink a single beer at the game. Now, it kind of helped. I was hungover. We went to a wedding the night before. So it made it easier for me to not drink anything, but it was a long fucking day. And as, you know, like, we built up the lead, and as stuff's going on, like, when Lattimore got his touchdown, I'm like, what am I watching right now? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then even after that, like, they fumbled, and it looked like we were going to get it again. You know, we were going to get it again. Now they reversed it. But when that happened, you're like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, I might just take off my clothes and run around the dome, because this is just stupid crazy. You know? So you go from 45 to 10, and you're just like, well, I mean, we're definitely winning, but like, how many points can we get? 70?
Yeah.
The way it's going.
Was it 45-10 at one point?
It was 45-10.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I you know, even though as they crept back and shit started happening and bad, you know, bad officiating, that we ended our turnover list streak and all that shit happened. And it got really dicey, but it's still like, dude, we can't blow a 35-point lead. Like, we can't. Like, we're not the Falcons.
That would be so bad.
Jason, you, right?
You were at the game, so I don't know if you knew this or not, but literally right before Breece throws the interception, like, they come back from the break, and fucking Chris Spielman or whoever the other dude was like, the Saints are gone, and it was X amount of plays without a turnover, and literally
the next play.
First play, first and 10, was when he throws the interception.
And even, like, how does... I mean, that was a tough – I mean, how did they rule that an interception right there? Like, it looked like Thomas had the ball going down.
It wasn't.
And then it even almost looked like the ball might have hit the ground.
It wasn't an interception. I don't think it hit the ground.
I thought
Michael Thomas caught it. Yeah, it went down to the ground, and then he took the ball out of his hand.
Yeah, there was a point where he had possession, and the knee was down. And
yeah,
I don't know how they overturned it because, I mean, I don't know the rules.
And
enough.
Then,
I mean,
how many tipped balls were there in the? I mean, the Saints alone had what?
12.
Yeah, I think it was 16 total.
Okay. Yeah, 12 at the line and four in
the record by
back.
One team, and the Saints had 12.
Yeah,
like that was absurd because we were talking about it in the stands too. Like it was like, yeah, like we can, like how much, you know, as the game was going, like how many did they? You have 10? Like, this is insane.
You know, I thought about
defense must have practiced
about
putting hands in the air.
Had like six.
What's that, Corny?
So when they had like six, I almost tweeted something about it. Like, how many, does anybody know how many pass deflections we had? And we had like, at that point, it was five or six. And we finished with 12. It was like, it just kept happening.
You put your hands up. Apparently Stafford throws low.
Well, I know he,
does
he tends...
I don't know if he's known for that, though.
I know he tends to get a little lazy and throw a little sidearm, kind of like whip it like that. But
when he throws from different arm slots.
But I mean, this was just a concerted effort. Maybe with the weak offensive line, their game plan was just put your hands up. It's almost like, why don't you see this more often, especially against the Saints, since Breece is only 6 feet.
I think they were watching him a lot. When he was taking 3-step drops, they knew he was gonna get rid of it quick, so they couldn't get to him in time, so they'd get their hands up.
And then, you know, the first two or three times you get make contact, it's only going to reinforce the theory they're going to get their hands up more. You know, whereas maybe if they miss a few, they're going to kind of stop trying as hard. But it's kind of like, hey, you got one, I got one. Hey, that's four of them now. That's now six of them. I'm going to get my hands up higher next time. Let's see how many we can get.
I tell you what was wild, though. Like, when they did bring it back to seven, and the Saints got the ball back, and they were... there was the pocket of Detroit fans down on their side of the bench, and they started cheering on defense. And I mean, you could hear them, and it was like, "Oh, come on, not this!"
Oh, the
no.
Yeah.
Well, because I have kind of like after last year and this year, like I've kind of accepted the fact that, you know what, more than likely we're going to get a lot of or a decent amount of road teams here, because this is a fun place to come if you're going to pick a road trip. Because
yeah.
I've now been on plenty road trips, and like, where do I want to go? Like, I want to go here. Like, I get why a
people
lot of people are going
to
come
to New Orleans,
yeah,
for a game, right?
Yeah. And with all the people that, you know, since 06 have had tickets, and then they've been able to buy more tickets just to resell, like, I used to get mad at it, but I just kind of, I get it. Like, it is what it is for a while.
So, all right, well, go back to the game, though. I don't think we really need to spend any time talking about the Adrian Peterson trade, at least not in game recap. But
I mean, look, it
they trade him earlier in the week, and Mark Ingram.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Right?
Everybody wins. Yeah.
And the whole thing, like, oh, Adrian Peterson got 125. Was how many? He got over 100 yards himself.
Over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns. Yeah. Oh, good
in Arizona.
Right.
Why couldn't he do it here? That was a tweet we got for Look at Him tweets. But
we didn't want him to do that here. I mean,
obviously not.
I mean, he had 26 carries.
Kamara or Ingram the carries. Like, that was never an option on the table.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, that's a good point, Scott, is he had the 26 carries, and, you know, Damon's made the point, we've all made the point about he is the kind of guy who the more he touches, the better he's going to do. He's going to get better as he goes through the game. Oh, Ingram had 25 carries.
Yeah, that was. I think that was Ingram's best game as a Saint.
Yeah, like over 150 yards from scrimmage between catching passes and running.
Yep.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Like when he scored, it's like, that's his first touchdown of the year. And I'm like, wait, really?
And then when he scored again, you're like, that's the second touchdown of the year.
Okay. That's only you.
And then, hey, I'm going to eat my words. Ted Ginn, leading receiver yesterday. 4 catches, 66 yards and a touchdown. And I don't think he dropped anything.
No, he didn't. And that was as the first quarter was going along, and he's just getting big play after big play, and I just turned to the guy next to me. I was like, this is going to be the Ted Ginn game. Little did I know what was going to ensue after that. But after the first quarter, it's like, I guess this is going to be the Ted Ginn game. You know, like every once in a while, like Devery or Beecham would have this crazy game. It's like, yep, that's the Devery game. That's the,
I was expecting Sneed to come out strong, but he
didn't do anything.
He blocked well.
He did what we needed. I mean, like, he's still, you know, I mean, he didn't play, and he's coming off a little nagging injury.
So. Don't mistake. I'm not complaining. I just was surprised.
He'll get his touches.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to need him because the offense did, I mean, look, as you know, we won the game great. Defense played phenomenal. The offense kind of stunk in the second half. Is anybody worried a little at all?
No, like, I think you and you, like you said, you were up 40, would you say 45-10 at some point. They took their foot off the gas pedal and momentum shifted, and it takes a little bit to get back that momentum again. I mean, that's nothing to do with anything else other than just they got
comfortable. I agree with Jeff. That's kind of exactly.
I agree with that as well.
It's tough. It was tough to get in any kind of offensive rhythm because of the way the game just went crazy.
Okay.
So no, I'm not worried.
I mean, Michael Thomas got shut down. Like, do we have a, you know, like when we needed a play, we didn't necessarily, you know, we couldn't convert. I mean, fuck, we didn't get a first down for a long time in the second half.
Didn't notice.
Well, that corner that covered him is really good. Like, he shut down quite a few receivers this year. And that's probably why, you know, we threw to the backs more and threw to Ginn more because that was what was there.
Yeah. Sneed only had, what, one catch or two?
Yeah, I think Sneed just had one. I mean, I don't think Fleener had any. Thomas.
Coleman had two or three. He had that long one, the flea flicker.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, Breeze threw for under 200 yards, and he threw a pick six, and we still won the game. like, when is that ever going to happen?
How many turnovers total?
Five. We had five. Like, five takeaways, but then we also had two picks and a fumble recovery.
Or you mean a fumble lost?
That's what I mean. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there was we had five and they had three.
Okay.
No, we only had two.
You sure about that?
We had two interceptions and one lost a fumble.
Yeah,
and
Ingram lost a fumble. Yep, 5-3. We were +2 on the day still, which is good.
No, I thought I could have sworn I saw the final stat. And it was two. I mean, I guess if you remember the fucking play.
Yeah, I mean, Breeze threw the pick six and then he threw the pick that Thomas should have had, and then Ingram fumbled after making that catch. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I looked up the stats. I'm looking at it now, and that's what it was.
So, all right. I definitely saw something on Twitter that was 5-2. I was like, okay, cool, +3. But,
well, I mean, look, even +2 is okay. We're plus on the year, and that's a good thing.
So yeah, the question about the defense is where would you put them, like 1 through 32 right now? Forget what the true stat says. I mean, you say we got like top, we always say top 15, and we got as good a shot as anybody else. So we're
not there.
Okay, where are we?
22 to 24.
Still too soon.
I think we might be top 20. I mean, considering the turnovers we've got the last three games, like even look, Detroit scored 38, but 14 of those, one was a punt return, one was a defense.
Hey,
touchdown.
The turnover ratio looks good because we didn't turn the ball over, Jason. We had four games and four turnovers. That's not good. Like we had no offensive turnovers, which is why we were +4. But we
four times in four games.
That's not now we took it away five times.
Turnovers. You shut out a team.
Well, but also,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
And then you had a team down 45-10. But again, I think a lot of half of Detroit's points has nothing to do with our defense.
Not half.
Well, they had the
14 out of 38 is an app. That math doesn't work.
But I'm also allowing for the cocky, arrogant, take your foot off the gas pedal third quarter into the fourth.
So that wasn't the defense?
I think this whole team kind of stopped playing football for a little while. We went into Falcons mode.
Yeah, the tackling was horrible during that stretch where they started coming back.
The tackling was bad.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that one with
we're 22-24 in my opinion.
Okay, but we're turning in the right direction, because think about it, after the first two games we were dead last.
Yeah, we're turning in the right direction. But
I go with top 20 with Jason.
So is it you believe that this defense is going to play like this and improve throughout the year, or you think at some point the shoe's going to fall off, the other shoe's falling off?
No, I think it'll be like this. Maybe it'll get better. I think we'll peak at 15-18.
The Super Bowl?
Well, look, the NFC's wide open.
Yeah. The key is to stay healthy. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. But nobody's running away with the NFC this year, especially with Rodgers out now.
Right. Now it's a free-for-all. There's no dominance.
Philly, I think, will come back down to earth, but other than Philly, nobody's running away with this.
All right.
It's there for the taking if we play well.
Don't fuck it up. Yeah. Anything else left to say about the game before we move into our next segment?
Shitload of penalties.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a bet, Jeff Triplett.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it was just the crew. I mean, there was 20 penalties in the game.
I was wondering how, you know, as the game was going on, like how many fucking penalties, like every play you're looking for a flag.
On us or total?
Total. We had 13. They had 7.
It was awful. And
but
it just
Calamente
made, like,
had 7 alone, right?
Wait, think about it. two same calls, back-to-back plays on a freaking
Yeah,
kick.
That was crazy. On an extra point.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Okay. That ended up being like a 40-yard extra point or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeez. At least let's
why was he playing later, though?
So I think they were limiting Armstead snaps, even because he was coming back off the injury. They didn't have him playing the whole game. And there was a big difference. When he came out, the offense struggled once he came out. But because he was coming back from the injury, he was on a snap count. I know, because when they called a penalty on him, I was like, well, why is he?
Right, why is he even?
Right, I just thought somebody might have been injured or something going on, but no, it was just a snap count. So,
all right, ready for look at him tweets. All right, got a few here. I'm gonna sift through them. And this, going back to the AP, Vincent Burke, also known as Big Easy Guy John, said, how come when AP's on the Cardinals, he looks like Jim, LaDainian, Brown, Sanders, but he's a chump in New Orleans? And y'all addressed it with, it's just not part of our game plan in New Orleans, and the Cardinals did. I mean, is it that simple? Or is there anything more? But
the Cardinals didn't have a choice. They needed to give him 26 carries because they don't have any running backs.
Yeah,
it is kind of crazy though. Like that, Carolina's got the old team now: old Carson Palmer, old Larry Fitzgerald, old Adrian Peterson.
Hey, they beat the shit out of
Tampa.
Tampa,
which is, I mean, I at the beginning of the season, I thought Tampa was going to win the division. I was buying into what they were selling, and
I mean, the better he does, I guess, the better draft pick we get. Is that basically how it works, or
I don't know,
conditional?
I thought it was a 6, but was it conditional to go to a 5th maybe?
At first they were saying it was conditional, but then I thought it was just a 6th, but I don't know. But I think,
I mean, my only fear is we catch them in the playoffs and possibly come back to bite us. I don't know. I could be wrong.
But you can't not make that deal right now.
Right, I agree. I mean,
where is it?
We've stopped him in the playoffs before.
That is true.
He's fumbled himself.
Jeff with his second good point of the night.
Yeah. Is that a record?
Yep.
I think it is a record.
I don't want to jinx it, but I think we're coming up on something. We're coming
up on a special. You're my good luck charm there, Scott.
He's coming up on apparently, his batted balls apparently. Record for the game.
Yeah. It's like a pitcher with a no-hitter. Don't mention it. <anything. laughs>
Or the Saints with no turnovers in the first four. Yeah. All right, JTL says, seriously, though, did every penalty flag warrant a conference by the refs? You either saw a penalty or you didn't, man. And I think, to your point about how many there were, it wasn't just how many there were, it was that it took forever for them to decide what they saw.
it was annoying because especially like look, when it's 45-10 at that point, I'm just like, I want the game to be as quick as possible. Like, let's just run the clock. Let's go. Like, I want this game to be over with. And it got extended, all the penalties, all the crazy, wacky shit that happened. I just wanted to run the clock, get the game over with, and go home and be done with it.
It's not what you got.
No, it definitely wasn't. And it was frustrating because I'm sitting there and I'm just... And like I said earlier, I got there an hour early like a fucking idiot. So I've been sitting in my seat 5 hours, give or take, when we got up at halftime to go use the bathroom.
Well, first world problems.
Definitely first world problems.
Right.
My football games were too long.
Let's see. What do we got next? Ash Pimble. Says,
good old Ash.
What is
wait
it?
A minute. Wait a minute. I don't know that we allow Jets fans on our podcast.
Well, your dad was on.
He's a jolly Ooh. Jet, though.
Yeah, he's a jolly
That's
Jet.
That's my third good point. Anyway, Ash says, "What's with the dirty birds? They love blowing them bleeds, don't they?" It's my terrible Cockney accent, I guess.
At least you tried,
right?
Tried.
I saw a meme that had the Miami Dolphins on one side that says "We blow lines," and it had the Falcons on the other side that says "We blow leads."
Yeah.
We could even use the whole like Detroit almost came back. The Saints almost blew a lead, but we didn't. See, that's how it's done.
I mean, that's pretty bad. Like, to blow a 70-point lead to the Dolphins, who aren't good.
Was it in Atlanta?
It was. It was in the Sugar Bowl.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have they won a game in that stadium yet?
I don't know, but the field, when they would show the
actually,
highlights,
you know what?
That field looks like garbage.
I don't. I actually don't think they have.
I think it's because Chick-fil-A is not open.
Does anybody have one of those machines that they can look up and tell us?
I'll look it up,
yeah. We really need. Yeah. All right, you looking that up, Scott?
I mean, think about it.
That
the
would
Falcons,
be awesome if they haven't won there.
The Falcons should be 1-4 right now. They should be 1-4.
Yeah, but you are what you are. You are what your record is. Like every team should be different if you look at all.
We,
you know, like
we should have won games that we didn't.
Yeah, and we should have lost. Yeah, like, I guess.
Okay,
I
guess.
Saying, but they, but right, they yeah, could also probably be.
This is where I miss Damon. He would have piled on the Falcons right there, Courtney. I know season one, we tried to be as objective as possible, but the show has kind of devolved into anytime we bring up the Falcons, it's completely and utterly ridiculously just pile on. It's illogical. It's irrational. It doesn't make – you make a point, but it doesn't – it could be made for any team except the Falcons.
They did beat Green Bay at home. And their home opener.
Okay, so they have one win at home.
One win, so they're 1-2.
But I mean, but like they're definitely not the same team from last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a dirty like trait to have as a team to blow leads and not be able to like because you can really never ever be confident when you're a team that
is known.
Is known or blows leads like that, you know.
It's kind of starts to be like a monkey on your back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monkey on your back. Monkey on your back. What?
All right, next one from Dalton Belgard. Do y'all think this could be Drew Brees' year to win the MVP? Brady playing, Rodgers out. Hashtag, look at the tweets. No. Hashtag, Falcons lost.
Too early.
I like how you threw the hashtag Falcons lost in there, though.
It's just I mean,
it's too early for MVP talk.
Yeah, I mean it's it's gonna depend on the Saints' record.
Adrian Peterson will win it for the.
I mean it's weird because like I think Alex Smith might be one of the favorites now, and like yeah they're good, and I mean they did lose their first game this week, but I mean if the Saints were to, you know, just go nuts and go.
It's gonna depend on the Saints' record. And it's gonna depend on if he can keep his interceptions down.
Yeah.
He likes to throw picks, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely not scared of those.
Yeah.
I mean, we were lucky to go four games without one.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully law of averages doesn't come back.
Let me ask you, does he really like to throw, or is it just an inevitable fate?
I think that he puts too much on himself because he hasn't had a defense in the past. So maybe this year he'll be better since we have a defense.
That's a good point.
He definitely is one that could learn to – be safer with the ball.
And stick the ball to it. A little more, right?
Yeah, if he's got a good defense, certainly. But that's what it's going to depend on. I think his touchdown numbers will be there, and his yardage will be there.
So in order for Drew Brees to win MVP, he needs more valuable players around him.
I don't know. No,
you,
I don't know.
You get the irony?
You get it?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, any of the MVP is going to have to have a good record, and that's right. Going to be based on how the team is.
Yeah. I mean, look, if this defense shows up every week, hey, we got a shot.
See, I mean, then this is going to be one of, I'm going to lose a point for this one, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, shit. You sure?
Yeah, the years when...
You're on kind of a roll.
I know, but, I got to throw at least one pick. I mean, even Drew Brees throws an interception every now and then.
He's swinging for the fences. You're
that's right. Right. I'm going, this is like a... two-run hit. The years when we were losing and having terrible defenses, the point that we would make on the show, too, was how, like, you know, if it weren't for Drew Brees, the 7-9 team would probably have been 3-13. Doesn't that make him the most valuable player? He's really valuable.
For his team, it does.
Right. Isn't that...
The MVP.
Is most valuable to the league. All right.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, next tweet comes from, I'm going to try to pronounce this right, Mandula?
Something's wrong with his mandula, Ablongada.
Anyway, Mandula says, don't you just love the vibe you get from the team that it's an awesome locker room? They seem to be having so much fun. Defense especially. I like the little, even though the interception didn't count, they had the little... camera pose.
Yeah, they have a
photo.
They have some swag now.
Absolutely, some swag for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had a defense with swag in a long time.
A long time. It's nice that they know that, like, they're not. Because think about it, like, for the last 3 years, the defense knew, like, they're the reason we lost.
Yeah, a lot of them said they were tired of having that feeling. It was time to.
Plus, we're also starting to see the, what are we, 5 games in now? And we're only going to start seeing more of the effect, or I guess lack thereof, Vitt and Bill Johnson and Greg McMahon and just the staleness of those old head coaches, assistant coaches.
It's that young blood.
It's only going to be magnified more. And I think that's something that, having Mike Nolan in and...
Yeah. And Ryan, is it Nielsen?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, if Bill Johnson was still our defensive line coach, you think we'd have had the strategy of...
Hands up.
Going to hands up and batting all the balls?
No.
But we didn't do it the last few times we played against Stafford.
Wow. That's a good point. Yeah. This is a show full of good points.
Who are we? This is like the Saints game. What is happening?
Saints play
we're
good.
Going for the record.
Suddenly the Dome Joe podcast gets good.
You're right.
I just tweeted like, man, how many good points have we made tonight?
The record's 14, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Now, don't get cocky, though, and just make a bunch of bad points in the middle of the show.
Like you did.
Right. Oh, I will say, another funny thing was, if you paid attention when you were watching the TV show, they showed the little pregame clip where Drew Brees was leading the pregame chant with the team and all that. And Brees even said in the pregame little pump-up thing, he goes, let's put our feet on their throat and don't give up. All quarters, no matter what, never stop. Keep your feet. I mean, just all about it doesn't matter what happens. We keep our feet on their throats and we don't let up no matter what. And exactly what they did was let up. Even he did. You think on the sideline when they were winning – by 35 points, he was like, all right, you know what? We can probably let up a little bit.
No, I don't think he was like that.
No, all right.
No.
The last one comes from Who Dat Chris saying, Fletcher Mackel just said the Saints would make the playoffs if the playoffs started today.
All right.
It's week six. Oh, let me finish his tweet, though. It's week six, goddammit. What a joke. Just wanna...
consider the source.
Right. Courtney, have you ever done your... Deke impression lately. I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to do it right now, but maybe it'll just pop out.
We should call him in, like, just wrong number him.
What are you going to call him on Skype? Maybe your phone. Are you going to pick up?
We should just, write him a letter.
We should just go in like we're callers of the show. Like,
just what about that?
I want to respond to that call that you had earlier, Deke. You know, the guy that was saying we could. That'd be funny. That'd be a good skit if we could really prank all Deke.
If you have that good of a relationship with him, then yes, let's do it. Maybe not tonight, but another night. Maybe it'll be a Tuesday night. Maybe it's a Wednesday night.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Call me. Tell me.
What day do you think it'll be on? Call us. Tell us.
We put out a Twitter poll. Eric, what do you
Karen,
think?
David, Michael, Bridget, Karen, Scott, Jason. We'll get to your calls right after the break.
Okay, let's get back on the rails.
I think the next.
Wait, what?
Steer into the turn.
All right, I think based on the length of time we spent on game recap, it's time to get into pick'ems. I'll tell you this much. It was just as weird as the Saints game was, so was Pick'ems. Everything was just fucked up.
I know, it's like we got fucked into Jacksonville. What were we thinking?
Yeah. Yeah, the minute we buy in, and dude, everybody bought in on Jacksonville except two people.
Damn it.
Yeah. Well, and in a way, though, not damn it, because at least nobody's took a lead on that besides Chris McGuire and Vincent Burke. But anyway, Jason, you went 2-3. Damon went 0-5.
Nice.
And I went 1-4. And then, wow. So in our three of us standings, I'm still leading 17-12. Jason, you're in second with 14 games, 14-15, and Damon in third place at 11-18. And
we got a nice 3-game lead on Damon.
Yeah. And the larger league, because of even though we all did bad, everyone did bad, so I held on to the first place in the entire league with 17-12. Ed Hunt in second place with 14-10, so he's 3 games behind. And then you got Vincent Burke, 13-10, Jambalaya Brothers, 10-9, but Jambalaya Brothers has already missed 2 weeks, so you miss one more, you won't get dropped. Who Dat Fitz, all right, the next group is 15-14. Who Dat Fitz, CJG, Triple D, Scott, Greenbaum, and Wheels, and Hungry Hoodat. And then Jason at 14-15 with Jimbo, Home Team, Rance, Chris McGuire, Neil, and Near. And then 11-13, you got Emmanuel and Random Thoughts. 13-16, Scott Waters. 10-14 is Brandon Guidry, Life of Pa, Hoodat Nutstack. I'm not going to read the records for the rest of y'all because they're just so bad. Dr. Who, Gerald Booty, Ryan Guidry, Damon, Preston Allen, Miso Mad, Saints Fan UK, Doug, Ben Wright, Ryan Angier, Vetti 11, Davis Douglas, and EJ. Pastor not rounding out the bottom, but that, of course, was never published. How many are playing?
Yeah, total.
35.
So I'm still one up on Jason, is that right?
It's pretty much the takeaway, yeah.
So far, yeah.
Okay. That's exactly what I got out of that.
Right. I mean,
Courtney's like, when is he going to stop reading names?
I know. Right.
Hey, I mean, everybody deserves their mention.
Yeah, if you're willing to send the tweet, you're willing to get the mention. So, I mean, God, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we got a shitty slate of games this week. Oh, my God.
He says that every week.
Well,
every week.
I mean, look, there's no – the NFL is Midland.
Or do we have a Paratitious.
All right, our first game. Carolina Panthers coming off a loss Thursday night at the Eagles. Traveling to Chicago, who went on the road and beat the Ravens this past week. Mitch Trubisky starting. Chicago won in overtime. That's a team that's going to be coming in the Dome in a couple weeks. This game is in Chicago. And the Bears are getting 3.5 at home.
I'll take the Bears right out. I'm taking Carolina. Sorry. I don't believe that Mitch Trubisky, the guy, I'm not saying he won't become, but he's not the guy that I think everybody's giving him credit for right out the gate. I mean, he didn't do any better than Glennon would have done.
Yeah, but I don't think Glennon would have gone on the road to Baltimore and won. Glennon would have probably thrown a pick six.
Okay. So then you're taking the Bears?
I didn't say that. But, I mean, Luke Kuechly, he left the game. They said it was a concussion. Now they're saying it's not a concussion. I mean, without him, they're a completely different defense. I do think it's a concussion, and he really needs to seriously evaluate whether or not he wants to keep playing football. It's the third concussion in 3 years that he's got. Back-to-back on Thursday Night Football, which again raises the point of, should these guys be playing on Thursday when their bodies aren't fully recovered? So, you know what? Give me the Bears. Look,
He dogged himself into it.
Yeah, look, I suck.
All right. Scott?
I'm taking Carolina. They're just too good right now. Cam's playing too well. I think he's going to pretty much destroy this defense.
There you go. And
what's the Bears record?
I think the Bears are 2-4.
I'm taking the Bears.
Taking the Bears with the parents.
Yep.
All right.
The Luke Kuechly reasons and just at home, plus the points.
And Trubisky.
Give me the Bears.
He likes the guy. He likes his quarterback's name, Mitch.
Yeah, always have.
Mitchapalooza, 2017. All right, our next game. It's the London game. We got another London game this week.
Ew.
Although it's going to be played at night over there because it's not a morning game here. It's a noon kickoff, which I really don't like. I wish we had an 8:30. So,
yeah, I like the 8:30 in the morning games.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love the 8:30 games. It's stupid that every London game isn't at 8:30. It gives you a window of all day to watch the NFL. The NFL's dumb for sticking this in there.
Four games. Four times.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to give England the nighttime game experience, too.
Yeah, but what's wrong with the day tailgate? They're
bloody bastard.
They count. British Lions.
They're letting all the hooligans get drunk. Is that it?
Maybe.
So, but for a lot of our UK listeners who buy the season ticket package, I'm assuming they'll be going to the game. And they're going to get an interesting game. The Rams coming off that road win in Jacksonville, scoring some defensive touchdowns this past week at the Arizona Card. Well, I say at playing the Arizona Cardinals, who came off a nice.
Adrian Peterson's going back to London.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, Arizona.
That's a good point.
He gets another bye week, though, doesn't he? They haven't had their bye yet, huh?
No. I'm assuming that they're going to, especially since these are West Coast teams, I'm assuming they both are going to get the bye after this week.
Yeah.
The Cardinals with a nice win against Tampa last week. Adrian Peterson rushing well. The Cardinals are getting 3.5.
Ooh.
I'll go first. Give me the Rams.
Why?
I think the Rams are good.
Well,
I'm not a believer in Carson Palmer, an old guy traveling across, and I'm going to say across the pond, an old guy traveling across the pond to play over there. I just don't think give me the young hungry team and the Rams.
What do you think, his knees are going to hurt from having to sit so long on the airplane?
Probably.
It is kind of tough because it's in London. If it was a home game, they were giving Arizona 3.5, I'd take Arizona in a heartbeat. Damn, they put the spread right out there.
That's what Vegas does. I mean, that's why they keep building casinos.
It's like the spread makes it hard to make a pick.
And we're back.
Since when did they get they got back within 3 points? How'd that happen?
Look, this is like the Saints game this past week. Jeff got out to an early lead, which seemed insurmountable, right? He's going to find a way to blow it.
No, I'm not. I'm not the Falcons. It's like you look, point at the end.
You look at the replay, you're like, how did he not see that safety right there? The safety just comes up, fucking picks the post. Easy interception.
All right.
The spread makes
it. You know what it is? Now, you know what? You know what's killing me is the Adrian Peterson effect and the fact that he had 125 yards and the fact that he had, what, two touchdowns. I mean, like, he's not going to do that every week, right?
Who did they play last week? Who did he do that against?
Tampa.
I'm going to take the Rams. Fuck it. I mean, I've been high on the Rams all year. I'm not going to get off that train yet.
Have you really?
A little bit.
Okay.
I believe I was the first one to say they were good, and you didn't think they were.
I don't know. Maybe you got to check the tape.
I will.
I'm taking the Cardinals. I like the points, and I think the Adrian Peterson going 3 weeks ago, whatever, I think helps him. I don't know why, but and I think it helps the team a little bit. So I'm going the Cardinals.
I am going Cardinals as well. I like their defense, at least their cornerbacks, and I think Peterson has a good game. Fitzgerald will probably have another decent game. You know, having Peterson there helps the passing game.
All right, next game. Surprising that this is one of the games that made it, but that's kind of where we are this week. The New York Jets playing okay, not playing terrible.
All right,
they made it. Miami Dolphins.
They
made it outside of a shitty game at the Miami Dolphins. Another team that made it outside of a shitty game. Miami's sitting there at 3-3, coming off a nice win at the Falcons, coming back from 17-0 deficit. I mean, Jay Cutler still sucks, but Jay Ajayi had a nice game. This game's in Miami. The Dolphins are favored by 3. The Jets got hosed last week against the Pats with that touchdown, non-touchdown,
yeah,
Safarian Jenkins.
I'll go first. I'm taking the points again, and I'll take the Jets.
Yeah, I'm with Courtney on this one. I do not believe in Miami.
I agree. I don't believe in Cutler. I think the Jets' defense is good. I couldn't tell you why or who's on it. Don't they have Jamal Adams, don't they?
Yeah, the Jets.
Yeah.
I think their defense is good. And
they have a McCown throwing.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets as well. Miami, I just can't.
Right?
I just can't.
They did beat the Falcons on the road.
That's
not saying much.
They didn't beat the Falcons. The Falcons lost to the Dolphins.
All right, I'm only doing this because I need some separation. Give me the Dolphins. This is a bad look. I'm not very good at
it. You'll create separation, all right.
Yeah, they were the wrong way. All right, speaking of those Falcons, we got our next game, the Sunday night game.
Ooh.
Super Bowl rematch. Falcons at the Pats. Falcons coming off that loss. New England coming off. They come from behind and win. Yeah, but the Pats defense isn't good either.
So
yeah,
you think maybe Atlanta wants some revenge? I don't know. Not that it matters, but New England's favored by 3.5.
3.5?
3.5.
Well, that changes everything.
Does it?
I'll go first if you want. I'll take the Pats. Falcons will get up 28-10, and then the Pats will come back and beat.
I'm going to take the Pats as well.
I'm tempted to actually take Atlanta on this one. If the Patriots' defense is as bad as you say it is, and the Falcons' offense is what it is, it stands to reason that, I mean, this isn't the Super Bowl all over again. This is a completely different game. So, take the points. I might actually take...
Go ahead, show them what you might have.
Let me check the net point differential real quick.
I'm taking the points. It's clean sweep. I'm taking Atlanta because, Jeff, you're right. Like, here's what I know going into this game. Atlanta's going to score a lot of points. So... I think Scott's right. I think Atlanta will go up 28-3. I think the Patriots will come back, but I think Atlanta will either maybe even lose the lead but score, or barely hold off the Patriots, you know, and win.
You're saying their defense is that bad. I mean, they've given up
159 points.
Only give up 20 to the Saints.
Yeah, but we weren't clicking quite yet.
We had Adrian Peterson.
I'm going to stick with the Patriots, man. I got to.
And now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big piece of
I had some options, but we're going to roll with maybe the worst team in the league that continues to pass on good quarterbacks, the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
They're at home. They are winless. 2 years ago, they passed on Carson Wentz, and they could have taken him in their slot. This past year, they traded away, and they could have taken Deshaun Watson, who has been on fire. Like, Deshaun Watson is not only probably going to get the Rookie of the Year, like, if he keeps this shit up, which he probably won't.
Too early.
I know. They are hosting the Tennessee Titans, who are currently tied right now. Are they tied? Or are they ahead? They're playing playing the Colts right now on Monday Night Football.
They're ahead 22-19 right now in the fourth quarter.
Okay. So if they win, they'll be 3-3, but Cleveland's winless.
All right.
Mariota came back to play tonight. Cleveland is getting 6.5 at home.
Woo!
Is it enough to make you take Cleveland? We got burned early in the year. Remember that first week they covered against Pittsburgh, and we thought maybe Cleveland was going to be okay.
Nope.
And they haven't.
I'll take Cleveland in the points.
Courtney taking the points in every matchup this week.
That's a strategy. I'm not going to take Cleveland in the points because I'm going to take Tennessee simply because of net points differential, but in this way. Cleveland's averaging losing their games by 10 points or more. So 6.5, not quite enough.
I'm also going to take Tennessee.
I am going to take the Titans, and for one reason only, and that is that they have a midget ball boy who premiered on Monday Night Football tonight. Look it up.
All right. Okay. Is he the first midget ball boy ever?
Probably not.
I don't know.
It's another one we don't know about.
Like, why would we know that? What did you expect an answer? Like...
Actually,
there was one back in 1972.
Cameron was one of them. Cameron was with the Eagles. No, Jeffrey was the Eagles. Cameron.
I think there's going to be more because you only have to pay him half the price.
Oh!
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Actually, what I said was.
I think there's going to be more because you only have to pay him half the price.
That's going to bring us into – that's your pick-ems there. Don't forget to tweet them in. If I don't like them, I haven't seen them, or I just haven't recorded them yet, no problem. Just retweet me if you're getting a little nervous. As long as it's time-stamped there before I – even if I record them after the game start. You know, sometimes I get lazy. All in all, we're going to move into our last segment of the week, which is going to be a quick one because we've spent so much time talking about everything else. This is Saints Preview. Where the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints show down.
Dude, so the spread on this game moved like 12 points. The Saints are favored by like 6. Even last week, I was like, there's no way we're going to win this game. But now with Rodgers out, I mean, we have a real shot to win the game.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree.
I'm excited. That game's Sunday at noon.
Yeah, Sunday at noon. I am a little worried in that Hundley is a mobile quarterback. They're going to have this totally new game plan, and we don't have any film on the guy. So that might be a little concerning.
Yeah, but I think we have the athletes in the backfield, in the secondary, too. Like, Vaccaro or somebody we'll spy him.
I mean, I guess I still would rather go against Hundley than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So I agree. I think they'll have a little swag to him this week, and...
So in addition to Rodgers being out, another cornerback of theirs got put on IR. They're really banged up in the secondary. They're banged up on the offensive line.
And at running back, they got that rookie. But he didn't look good. But
yeah, I mean, well, like Montgomery played back, but they couldn't get into rhythm. They got Montgomery. They got Jones.
They do have a good receiving core, which
they do.
What Jason was saying with the offensive line being banged up, and now you're having a guy with his first start. You know, and the way our defensive line has been playing.
Yeah, we got to get after him.
Because I'm worried, like, we're going to get the pass rush, and he's going to break the pocket, and he's going to get a lot of runs that we're not necessarily, prep for. So we got to make sure that we have a spy on him, because that's going to be the spot that's going to scare me.
Craig Robinson played really well the other day.
He did. We didn't even talk about his just take the ball away from Stafford.
Yeah.
Like, what a play.
You know, I was watching the Football Life with Sam Mills from that came on Friday night?
Yeah, I watched it.
That highlight, one of those highlights where Sam Mills ran, I guess, I think maybe the Eagles were quarterback or something, goes back for a pass, and like Sam Mills just like runs back. It's like the Statue of Liberty play, but you know, obviously for the wrong. Sam Mills just came run right past and just took the ball. Like, I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I remember that play. It was against the Jets, maybe? Was it the Jets?
It's Eagles or Jets. It was a green team. But it was like, what? Who? What?
Yeah, and that was kind of the same thing Robertson did. You're like, that's – speaking of the Sam – I watched the Sam Mills, you know, thing this weekend. It was really cool. But I didn't realize how big of a Disney World fan he was, so he might be my favorite saint ever now.
Here we go. He's gonna buy it. Now you're going to buy a number 51 jersey, aren't you? Well, I have one.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
51 jersey. It's not even a jersey.
Like, you know what? He would love it. He was a Jason, big fan. Look, he would love it.
I'm going in February. I'll have to look for a jersey for you.
There you go.
I'm going in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Jason goes once a month.
Yeah.
In my dreams.
No, in my
dreams. He might buy you a 51 jersey, all right, Scott?
There you go. If you want.
Have a nice little Epcot logo on the back.
Yeah. It'll be the Epcot patch on the front.
There we go. Let's say Mills on the back, patch
up. Yeah,
on the
with the Mickey ears and the shoulders. Yeah, like real nice, like stitched.
I'll get a little Figment patch too.
All right, score predictions for the Green Bay game.
I'll go with 27-17 Saints.
All right, I'll go, I'm actually going 37. I think 17's too high. I'm going to go 14.
I think we kick a field goal to win it late in the fourth and win it 24-23.
Why?
Why not?
Why are we going to play this badly against them?
It's the NFL, man. I mean, I know it's Rodgers, but...
All right.
It's also on the road.
It's on the road. Like, it's not...
All right.
We're not world beaters. It's not, you know, don't drink everything.
Too late.
Yeah. you mean don't drink another one? Or?
Right.
What'd you say? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I am going to go 31-24 Saints. The old Saints would worry me, the old defense, because we would people starting the first game and make them look like Aaron Rodgers. But I think these defense is a little different. I think we're going to keep them in check.
Yep.
We definitely need to get the run game going, get Kamara going again. And, you know, we didn't talk about the hurdle that Kamara had last week.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. And yesterday.
Which, that's what I meant.
He's going to have a game here really, really soon where he's going to put up like 40 fantasy points. I'm serious. Like, he's going to have one of those games where he has 100 rushing, 100 catching, probably seven to 10 receptions and two touchdowns or three touchdowns. Like, he's going to have one of those games where he scores. He's just going to have a game where it's just the Kamara show.
Well, like, I'm thinking too, because like we don't, you know, like in the passing game, like how many real weapons do we have in the passing game? Like Thomas is good, but
Fleener. Sorry, they brought him on the block. Sorry.
Right. And we need to get Ginn involved because at least he's got playmaking speed, but we don't have a lot of big play guys necessarily. Like Thomas is good and solid, but you put a top notch corner on him. Not that there's a ton of them out there, but you put a top notch corner on him, he's going to get shut out. Like who's going to make the play for us when we need him to in the passing game? So it might have to be Kamara. Kamara looks to be special.
All right. Well, I'm going to forgo final thoughts based on the length of what we've been of the show.
That's what she said.
So that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there is the old-fashioned way of listening to your show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye. Under 500 donkeys. Somebody try to steal my donkeys?
Yeah, Courtney.
Sorry.
Did somebody what? Wait, what'd I do?
Tried to steal my bye-bye donkeys.
That wasn't me.
Oh, Scott.
No, it wasn't me. I was quiet. It was Court.
I didn't say anything. I laughed.
Oh, shit.
I laughed. Check the tape.
Bye-bye. We got ourselves a conspiracy. Oh, I might file a lawsuit. Collusion. You two colluded against me.
Right, prove it.
How are you going to prove that? If you're
I can't say I can.
All right. Bye-bye, donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Oh,
there you go.
Took Damon's line right there.
Uh-huh.
They took our job. They took our job. They took your job. They took our job. They took your job. They took your job.
They took your job.
They took our job.
They took your job.
They took your job.
They took your job.